Check your political correctness at the door. It's time for the Kate Daly Show. If you only knew how much money has been spent to brainwash you, you would actually feel really special. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Why do you still do it? Why are you still out here?
Well, it goes back to the destiny thing. I made a bargain with it, you know, a long time ago, and I'm holding up my end.
What was your bargain?
To get where I am now.
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with the chief commander.
On this earth?
On this earth and then in a world we can't see.
You ever look at music that you've written and look back at it and say, whoa, that surprised me?
I used to. I don't do that anymore. I don't know how I got to write those songs.
What do you mean you don't know how?
Well, those early songs were like almost magically written. Darkness at the break of noon, shadows even the silver spoon, a handmade blade, a child's balloon.
Eclipses both the sun and moon, to understand you knew too soon, there's no sense in trying.
This Dylan classic, It's All Right Ma, was written in 1964.
My piece, the hollow horn, plays wasted words, proves to warn that he not busy being born, is busy dying.
Well, try to sit down and write something like that. There's a magic to that, and it's not Siegfried and Roy kind of magic, you know, it's a different kind of a penetrating magic. And I did it at one time.
You don't think you can do it today?
Mm-mm.
Does that disappoint you? I mean...
Well, you can't do something forever, and I did it once, and I can do other things now, but I can't do that.
You know, I've played this clip before when I've done shows about Dylan. It never stops being creepy. We're live today. Welcome to the show. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello.
It sufficiently creeps me out for a number of reasons. But we have all kinds of news. We have the Trump lawsuits. We've got Kate Middleton update. We've got Candace Owens leaving the Daily. Ooh. All kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff. Got a long list. Dr. Pesta's out today, so we're going to take your calls, because I'm sure you got a lot on your mind when it comes to politicking. So, also dengue fever, all kinds of stuff. But on the wheel of fear. But this clip is, I've been thinking a lot about Hollywood, and maybe it's because I was sort of revisiting a show that talks about old Hollywood and kind of getting a glimpse of old Hollywood. And so maybe it's been on my mind a little too much. I don't know. I was out Friday. I had pink eye super bad. Like I could hardly see. And I had a very bad sore throat that I got through very quickly, actually, which was due to all the supplements I take, which is amazing. But I couldn't speak and I couldn't see and I didn't know how I was going to do the show.
The perfect woman.
No, Dr. You're such a rat. Surprised my husband didn't say that. Okay, so I was down all weekend, and Dr. Merritt was going to be on, but she's going to be on next week, and we're going to go through a whole slew of more topics. So if you have things you want me to cover with Dr. Merritt on Friday, just email me, okay? But it was an interesting weekend because I had all this going on at the same time. My little granddaughter had it, and I got it from holding her too much, and anyway, so you can only get sick, you know, a couple of different ways, and that is bacteria, parasites, and toxins.
Or grandkids.
Oh, which make up a slew of all three.
Yeah, your granddaughter has pink eye. Here,
I know. I'm like, you got to be kidding me on this. So I was just kind of laughing about that because of the fact that, I mean, What a combination of things to have happen. And there was no way I could possibly do the show, even though I was really excited about Friday's show. So we'll have it next Friday. But anyway, so those are the only three ways you can get sick. Virus, is an interesting thing. I've done a lot of shows on it, but you can only get, it's toxins, parasites, bacteria. That's how you get sick. That's what you should go in and make sure that you, you know, if you're going to handle something and you really do get sick, it's going to be from one of those things. We have a caller already. All right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. It's great to be with you on the radio. A couple of weeks ago, you were talking about Hollywood, and I can't remember specifically what you were talking about. Talking about, I don't know,
the Beatles?
Natural. I can't remember. Something about, you know, the dark desert, the desert and the dark things happening. But I want to know your opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have an opinion, okay. I'm perfectly fine with it. I remember, shame to even admit this, there was a brief time in my life where I was interested in the show Days of Our Lives, just because it was such an intense
show. So was I in college. We all watched it in college. So go right ahead. You're in a safe place.
Yes, embarrassing. But anyway, I'll never forget the episode or a few episodes where Nick was, I guess, the supposed character that had amnesia or whatever, replacing Steven. And then you had Marlena being possessed back in 94. Do you think that this was a precursor to some of the supernatural? They were using soap operas to do this or what?
I do.
I've wondered since then.
Yeah, actually, I do. I think they imposed a lot of things just for theatrical reasons, too. But I think there's always the dark side. Thank you for the call. I actually love your comment. There's a lot of the dark side that pops up in every genre. And of course, they're not going to leave Days of Our Lives behind in that. Of course they're not, because why would they? They're always going to pop these in there. And Disney does a masterful job. Every single movie is about magic, dark magic, if you've noticed. So yeah, it's a prevailing theme. And we were talking earlier, I was watching this really crazy, weird trailer for Popeye the Sailor Man. I'll give you a snippet of it.
In a world where spinach is mightier than the sword.
British voice, of course. Always British.
In the heart of the sea, where a strong sailor sails, riding through the waves.
It's a big ship.
A thunderous roar. Discover the uncharted horizons.
Okay. The whole thing goes on like that. They never show you who Popeye is. Okay. So here's this weird teaser trailer. They never show you who Popeye is. There's lots of speculation that they've turned Popeye black. I'm sure it's got to be like a black woman at this point, right? Lesbian black woman. She's got to check all the boxes. Let's be real. And they're not showing you anymore who's in the movie. So there's tons of speculation. AI's come up with Will Smith. Is he really in it or not in it? You know, Snopes, run by liberals in a basement, will tell you no. Nobody believes Snopes anymore. Who knows? But they're hiding the changes now. Have you guys noticed this? They're hiding it. This movie's in development, they say, but they already have a trailer. Strange.
Did the trailer play the Popeye theme song at all?
No. Very dark.
Well, maybe they've changed it.
Very
on Popeye
dark.
The Sailor.
Okay,
trans.
Trans. It would not surprise me. Okay, Ellen Page as Popeye, even though he is scrawny and, you know, not very male at all. So you're probably right on that.
Yeah.
But is this the new trend? That's what I'm asking. Is because they have been killed at the box office for. Going this now we're going all women, which movies suck that are all women. They're just not good movies. Or full trans, we take the characters and go a million ways. So they're not announcing it.
Too many people are deciding not to go.
Yeah, I know.
Before the movie hits the box office.
So it can't get any momentum.
Right.
Right.
So they want to just leave it a surprise.
I know, right? And the movies are terrible anyway. So, you know, that go that direction. You're right about that. I just thought it was a strange way to try to get momentum for a movie, not knowing who's in it. And you know they know who's in it. They wouldn't be producing the trailer. Okay? They call it a teaser trailer. But the movie is very dark. I mean, this is truly...
Where the world reveals wonders.
There's no Popeye the Sailor Man. Okay. It's the... It's the... Okay. It's really preparing for the tide.
He faces the challenges.
It's really a weird trailer for a beloved movie. Robin Williams, Shelley Duvall. Remember sad-faced Shelley Duvall? She starred in this. In that movie. And this one is just a kind of a darker movie, but they've been doing a lot of this. Not that I was going to start out with Hollyweird today, but it just struck me that they know they can't make money going full woke. So they're trying to get around it. I think we see more of this. I think, you know, they show a cart at the very end, they show a drawing of Popeye, and then they don't really show the face or who it is or really what color because they make it look like a drawing. But speculation is that it's Dwayne, right? The Rock, or it's Will Smith, one of the two. Probably Queen Latifah, for all we know. I mean, who knows, right? I just wanted you guys to be aware of just the shenanigans that they have to do to get around this stuff.
See, just the fact that it's being made today makes me not want to see it.
I know.
Without knowing anything.
I know. You want to go back to these old movies that kind of just cover the topic at hand. Popeye wasn't some dark figure. You know, it was a fun movie, and they're just taking all of them and squashing them like bugs.
It brings me back to that story last week about the people watching older stuff now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I started watching Perry Mason last week, made in 1959.
I know.
Where there was justice in the courtroom.
There was justice, yeah. You know, it's hard. It's really tough. And I wonder how our kids are dealing with all of this.
They're not.
Because all they see are these dark versions of these movies. And everybody has a trans character now in LGBT, which we've talked about ad nauseum. But it's very strange. And then I wanted to talk about this really. Well, we're not going to have time. Well, we will in the next clip. But Candace Owens leaving the Daily Wire. Why do you think she's doing that? And she says, why does everyone think I'm going to be killed? It's very telling for our time. Is she leaving the Daily Wire because she came out with the story that Macron is a man, the wife of French Macron, Brigitte Macron? Is that why? I would imagine because, see, you can't take a stand like that. And I hope people realize how hard it is to tell the truth in radio. And that's why I say, look at how much is bought and sold. Look how much of it is controlled. I used to say 95%. Now I say 98%. It is getting slimmer and slimmer. It's really a sad tale of where we're at right now. You can't come out and say the truth. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. Hey, everybody. Financial experts who thought we were in the clear, are anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year. This is important info. And then the inflation data came out higher than expected, and this isn't going to go away. It can't go away, actually. The U.S. is $34 trillion in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which is going to push the price up. You pay every day even higher, so it's only going to get higher. And so you can either bury your head in the sand or do something about it. And I'm telling you, Birch Gold Group is incredible. I would not tell you about them if I didn't love these guys and trust these guys. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. And gold is your hedge against inflation. And Birch Gold makes it easy to own, right? It doesn't cost you anything to do this. And you're shoring yourself up for what comes. So they'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket for it. Text Kate, my name, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. I'm telling you, this is such a great option. At least get the information. 989898 and put in the
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show. The best advice I can give you is free, and the company gives this to you free, and it's free to take these actions to shore yourself up with gold. All your IRAs, your retirement, your savings, everything in preparation for CBDCs coming in. And I feel like it's not going to be a pretty situation when they do. So the information's free. Text 989898. Text my name, Kate. Just Kate. That's it. K-A-T-E. Four little letters. You've got your phone in your hand. If you would do that for me, I'd really appreciate it. This is a wonderful sponsor to the show that I love. And I loved it because not only do I trust Birch Gold for gold and silver, and Ron Paul, this is the company he loves and talks about all the time as well. But the fact that they were willing to give you the information for free when you text them, you're under no obligation or anything. But if you choose to do it, it's also free to you. I don't know of any better advice I can give you. And it will give you a little bit of peace. That's really neat. And I like that. And I like that Birch Gold is willing to do that. So please text 989898. Text my name, Kate, and you'll get some wonderful free advice on how to do this, what you should be doing, how you should be diversifying. There's also somebody to talk to if you want to about your situation, what you should do, depending on your age. Everybody's different. All right. 989898. My name is Kate, K-A-T-E. So a couple of things, because I want to go back to that Dylan clip too. Candace Owens left the Daily Wire, founded by Ben Shapiro. I have questions about Ben Shapiro, but anyway. And she was speaking out about Israel's war on Gaza against the Palestinians. Not really against them. She was just asking the right questions about both sides and what took place, because what took place was very suspicious. And I said the same thing. If I would have been at the Daily Wire, I would have been snuffed out too. She said that the harassment she's facing may be intended to smear her out of the news industry or to drive her crazy. She said the psychological terrorism is intending to make her snap, make her submit, because of the wide audience that she has. People don't say these things lightly, okay? And there are very dark forces behind news media, media of all kinds. And then look at the Dylan clip we played, where he is admitting it. Now, I had one guy get very angry at me when I did my Dylan show, and he goes, he gave his life to Christ. He's talking about that. I don't think so.
Well, you don't remember the scripture that said Jesus Christ practiced penetrating magic?
Really? I mean, yeah. Honestly, that's how he describes it.
Yeah.
Penetrating magic. Now, I'll ask you this. This is probably the more obvious thing. Okay. Here's a Dylan song from 1964. It's a Subterranean Homesick Blues. Yeah, I'm not homesick for the Subterranean. Very interesting, because the lyrics don't represent Christ in any way. I don't get that nice Christ feeling when listening to any of Dylan's music. And even the clip that was played when we were coming into the show isn't reflective of Christ in any way. Maybe he did that later on in his life. I don't know. But the fact that he said that he could not recreate what he did back in the day, isn't that very telling? And I brought that up on the Dylan show, because I said, really? All of a sudden you just lost your talent? Huh. How'd that happen? Right? Look up the lyrics, though. Yeah. All of his lyrics. These are not Christ-like lyrics. It's a drug culture.
Subterranean. Doesn't that say it all?
Homesick Blues. I was like, what?
Subterranean.
So, you know, I talked about Theodore Adorno in my whole Beatles shows, because I've done plenty of them now. And being the writer and also the person spearheading for Tavistock, the 60s culture revolution, how he was in charge of that, also a music savant. And it's so fascinating to me that what came of the rock and roll era really isn't Christ-like. So why do we not speculate more about how we were manipulated with the 60s, how the drug culture and Buddhism and all this stuff came out of the 60s, hippieism, the word teenager, all of these things, right? Pop music, discoverer, you know, bands had been discovered, how secret memos went out from Capitol Records about the snowball effect that they were going to create, not because they were genuinely, the Beatles were genuinely so fantastic, we had to have them in the United States, but because they were embarking on a certain type of situation where they take advantage and create something. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show. There you go. Hey, everybody, I want you to know what's going on that's new over at ActivateFIQ.com. ActivateFIQ.com. This is the supplement company where the things that they produce actually absorb into your body. And I love that. And that's why I talk about this company. Don't buy over-the-counter junk. ActivateFIQ.com and put in the code Kate. They have a new magnesium IQ. They've also got a copper IQ cream. This is now available. I'm really excited about this, and I can't wait to get mine, actually. So I wanted to tell you about this because this restores nerve connections, heals wounds, enhances collagen, all kinds of things. It's an awesome product, copper IQ cream. They also have a new histamine, which is all natural, a gut IQ that's rich in minerals, nutrients that kickstart your immune system. Gut, you know, we always talk about gut health on the show too. When we have certain scientists or certain doctors on, this is incredible. Anti-inflammatory turmeric, this gut IQ has in it. It's amazing. And they also have a new bone broth. A bone broth product that you can take. Instead of drinking bone broth, they actually have a new supplement. There are so many neat things going on. I've had Morley Robbins on the show many times, and everyone loves him when he comes on. Cure Your Fatigue is what he wrote, and he is behind ActivateFIQ.com, and I'm telling you, their newest products, the sleep one is amazing too. Get your sleep and don't get zonked out the next day, right? But you're going to get some savings when you put in the code Kate. Go to ActivateFIQ.com and take some supplements that are actually going to work in your body and absorb, that are worth the money, right? It's worth the money. And their prices are actually amazing. So there you go. ActivateFIQ.com.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Always fresh content, always fresh outlook on what in the world is going on in our world. Good heavens. ActivateFIQ.com for supplements. Man, I triple dosed it on their whole C over the weekend, and that was awesome. And it really kicked in pretty fast, too, because usually when I get sore throats, it's not very often, but they last for like a week. Solid, hardcore. And that did not happen to me. So I actually was really glad. And ActivateFIQ.com also has a new glucose control. You can take it before you eat and it controls the amount of glucose in your system, which is amazing. It just came out. You should check that out. So good. ActivateFIQ.com and the code word is Kate. For your savings, click on the banner on katedalyradio.com and you'll find their new magnesium one. And their new sleep one, and then, of course, glucose control. So good. Highly recommend. My husband started taking a glucose control, and what's amazing about that is that it really does help with your blood sugar. You take it before you eat. It's amazing. Okay, so we were just kind of perusing the whole dark magic thing that's been going on in Hollywood for a really long time and completely controlled, and it wasn't, I mean, we have so many topics to get to today. Pest is out, so we'll be talking about a lot of things in the next hour or two. Spending bill, everything else. And of course, Trump's cases, just an observation on that. Kate Middleton came out and said she has cancer. That's where she's been. Interesting. The rumor mill had something far different to say, but interesting that she came out and said that. And all of these people in Hollywood doing really weird things. So here is a black actor talking about the fact that he won't wear a dress. Here we go.
I'm the most feared man in Hollywood. They don't like me in Hollywood.
Why do they not like you?
I don't wear dresses. I don't do that gay stuff on TV. They had to get some other black person to do that stuff. I'm talking, that's gun. But they all confess they love the Lord. But you cannot compromise yourself if you love the Lord. So
I play tough guys, but young kids want to be soldiers. Young kids don't want to follow a guy to wear a dress. You know what I'm talking about.
It's the truth. How many have you seen? John Cena at the Oscars. Completely, I guess, agreed to be totally, unless he wanted to be, right? Humiliated. Appearing naked with just a placard in front of his private parts on the Oscars. I mean, it's getting interesting, and it's getting more obvious and more in our face about these people and what they do. I don't know that it's hidden very well. Do you think? I mean, I don't see it hidden.
Well, they're not trying to hide it. Mm-mm. They're trying to make it acceptable.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very, very true.
That's why it took so many decades for us to get where we are, because for a long time they hid it.
Yeah.
Now that they're slapping us across the face with it, we're revolting against them. We're saying, no, enough, stop.
Yeah. That is the truth. I don't know about you guys, but I feel when I look back and I can have a broader view of the last 100 years, it's easier to look at these things we're talking about, like the whole 60s decade. I know you probably like the music from the 60s. I do too. It's catchy. It's fun. Well, who wouldn't? It changed a lot. But it's also kind of interesting to go back now with new glasses on. And I wondered how many of you are finding the same thing now. We've brought up a lot of things on this show. It's like the things we're not supposed to say out loud on this show. And I wonder if it's changed your view, if it's changed how you look at the world a little bit more. I don't know. There was a Beatles plan to infiltrate America. Most people don't realize that. It was a planned effort, okay? And I'll tell you how it was done, because it was kind of interesting. But it was in cooperation with Capitol Records, sent a secret memo called the Snowball Memo. You ever heard of this? The Snowball Memo. And it outlined a daring program to build a snowball effect of excitement around the Beatles in the United States. It wasn't inherently there. That's my point. It wasn't there organically or naturally. Isn't that usually how music expands, is more and more people hear the music, like the music, and then all of a sudden you see big tour dates?
Sure.
Okay. That wasn't what was going on. There was a secret snowball memo from Capitol Records. And the guy at Capitol Records, what was his name? I think it was Brown. Brown Meggs. In this time period, they actually had a DJ play it that was centrally located right there by the CIA offices. I wonder if he was bought. Anyway, they got this one DJ to play it in Maryland. And poof. They already had been playing the music in America earlier, but guess what, folks? No one had noticed. No one noticed it, okay? So it couldn't have been that naturally organic popular music that we all went crazy for. The word discovered came out. The word discovered. They had never used that word about a band. I don't know if people realize that. And teenager, of course, which we've mentioned before on the show a couple weeks back. But they, the release of their first records just after Christmas, they weren't building their own press. So Capitol Records went to bat and built it for us, right? Then you saw news reports about the mop tops being chased by the girls in Britain. And the snowball effect worked. And then, of course, they went on Ed Sullivan. But that's how it happened. It wasn't organic or natural. And there's lots to be said about Brown Meggs at Capitol Records during this time. He has a really suspect past. It's one that I would say, was he controlled? Yes, I think he was, actually. And there's a lot that has to do with the fact that the music wasn't hitting on its own. Okay? It just wasn't. I want to hold your hand. They actually said they thought they could get it to hold. They thought they could get it, get you to like it. Very interesting stuff. Money was given to Capitol. That's kind of interesting. 40,000 promotional campaign in the United States to start with. And then it was WWDC in Maryland, serving the Washington, D.C. district, started broadcasting the song. They didn't go to, like, hometown Alabama or California or Texas or any other place. They went to right where the heart of the government is. I thought that was interesting. And the guy that did his tenure at Capitol Records that really got in to start really getting all this moving forward was the same guy that invented Bozo the Clown. Alan Levison, Livingston. It was really Levison, but he changed it. Why so many name changes?
Well, I know. I changed my name because of the bank robbery. But
yeah. He also came out with a lot for Walt Disney, Woody Woodpecker and Bugs Bunny and Warner Brothers characters, but a lot of products for Disney during his time, too. It's just a lot of crossing over of people infiltrating into the same genres that we still talk about today that haven't gone anywhere. Why is Disney still around after mass failures? Why are they still around? It doesn't make any sense anymore. It's like CNN. No one watches it except for at the airport. And they force us to. Why are they still around? Because they are supposed to be. Because they're given our tax dollars. Just like NPR, just like all public broadcasting. It's not public, it's government broadcasting. They should rename it.
In a capitalist society, mm-hmm. they wouldn't survive.
Yeah. No, they wouldn't.
They would not survive. Mm-mm. They don't make any money. They rely on subsidizing.
They have to be propped up by government money. And it's like that whole wearing the dress thing. There's lots of ways they humiliate actors and actresses, get dirt on them, all kinds of things. We've talked about this a lot, but wow. Never ceases to amaze me. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Name Kate.
This is The Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show with Uncle Milty and myself. Really happy to be here. We have a lot to talk about, too. Spending bill, Trump's cases, all kinds of stuff. The new heart attack causer. This stuff just never gets old. By the way, mypillow.com, code word is Kate. Helps us stay on the air and also wonderful products, by the way. Smoking weed is causing heart attacks now. Not the shots. Why don't they just put it in the article? Not the shots, but now weed. I didn't realize people were having heart attacks from smoking weed for centuries.
Well, now they can start a whole new campaign. You remember the this is your brain on drugs?
Yeah.
Now they can say, this is your heart. This is your heart on drugs.
It's insane. I mean, how many people actually believe that? Look in the past. How often was this occurring? Just since we got the vaccines, which aren't vaccines.
You know, celebrities have been... Mm-hmm. Honestly telling the public that they smoke pot for decades mm-hmm. and decades and decades.
Yeah.
I didn't notice a bunch of them dropping dead.
They're just lucky. They're just fortunate. It's amazing to me that we're even listening to these kinds of stuff, that we're actually, I hope people share that on social media and just take it up every inch of it apart. Because honestly, the headline should say, not those shots, but of course, smoking weed is doing this now, because that's honestly the lie they're trying to sell. And it's the shots. It's the shots, honey. Somebody needs to write a book. It's the shots, honey.
You know, there was an article this weekend about mm-hmm. Target. Uh-huh. And we all love Target, right?
Yeah.
As woke as a company can be.
Mm-hmm.
But because of this article, I'm going to start looking into my genealogy to see if I have any black ancestry. This woman went into a Target store, had almost $1,000 worth of groceries, and told the cashier, I can't afford to pay for all this. I need someone to give me my reparations.
Wow.
And so the cashier called a supervising cashier, and that woman tried to explain to her that, look, we don't have any way to do something like that. And she says, no, you do, and I want my reparations. You get the manager out here. And apparently she stormed into this manager office, employees only area, and the guy in there punched her.
What?
He punched her. She was a big woman. He was a scrawny little guy, but she was heading right for him up close. The other supervising cashier, she got so in her face that the cashier shoved her shoulders back. She mm-hmm. was so close. It's on video. And the woman says, I had no intention to do her harm. I just want my reparations.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is...
Can you be this idiotic, or is this just...
No, wow. This,
as far as this person
here's the thing, though. I honestly believe from watching what I saw that this woman honestly believes she's entitled to this.
Like a psychosis.
Yeah. No, she believes it. I'm entitled to this.
Delusional psychosis.
Delusional psychosis. And sadly, a lot of people do now believe that stuff.
Wow. We have to talk about the spending bill too, and we'll probably talk about it in the next hour as well. But you know, the Senate passed the $1.2 trillion, and we used to not talk in trillions; it was billions.
Yeah, I remember when it was millions. Yeah,
well, COVID dollars jacked it right up there, and nobody's questioned it. You know, the media never questions it. Nobody ever, even I don't hear a lot of our own conservatives questioning the amount of money now. That they're asking for all of these things. But a couple of these things, big money in housing, big money in mental health, like we've been talking about for a long time. Head Start, they want your kids early. I know I had people in my own so-called conservative area in my state pushing for early child care programs. You'll probably notice this in your state too. And this was over the course of the last 10 years, just literally pushing to get your kids at the age of 2.5, 3 into these programs so they could be mommied by these daycare workers. They call it preschool. It's daycare. Anyway, all kinds of economic recovery. I just love all these words, right? And a lot of things that have to do with housing, which we could get into in the next hour. But we have our own congressman here who pretends to be a conservative. She's not a conservative. She's one of the club, and that's why she was installed, literally installed, and did so fraudulently because she claimed an address that wasn't hers. But they overlooked that. The party overlooked that for her because she's one of the club, so they had to protect her. And everyone went all in on, we love this woman because she's part of the club. And she said, here's six. She turned it into six different bills, right?
She said, she got up in front of a Molloy. Group of her mm-hmm. constituents. Mm-hmm. And the first thing she said is, I've been a resident of this area all of my adult life, which is right. Somebody yells out, you're a liar.
Which is.
But then she says, yeah. I want to explain mm-hmm. why I voted for mm-hmm. this. Mm-hmm. She says, this big bill was actually six separate bills.
Uh-huh.
And there's I would not have necessarily voted for each of them individually.
But she was going to support five of the six.
But yeah, but if she wanted the one she wanted and wanted to vote yes, mm-hmm. she would have to vote yes for all of them.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be the other way?
You would think.
If I don't want five of them, I'm not going to vote for those just to get the one I want.
Yeah, it's called character. it's lacking. And her name's Celeste Molloy. And it's a joke because it's lack of character. And we're bringing up our own congressman so that you can see how your congressman probably passes this off as, I'm still voting for the omnibus bills, but in the speeches, I'm going to tell you that I'm a true conservative that hates government and really wants to reduce it, which is a a total lie. And you can always tell because it's this kind of swift, oh, I had to. I won't ever fight the omnibus bill, which is really the core of the problem. Why aren't you going to write a bill against omnibus bills then? If you say what you mean in your speeches. And then they get in and they do this. Lack of character. You can't trust them. You know you can't trust them because they'll say, well, I had to do it to get the one. I can't believe people can't see the lack of character. It's sickening. Actually.
It's absurd. I'm going to vote for five things I don't want to get the one thing I do want.
Yep.
No.
Total lack of character. That's what that is. And yet people will cast a vote. Why? Because they are the tribal party leader. And the tribe gets behind them, and then we go totally tribal. And this is how you know you're in trouble, is this is how they operate every single time. 13 years ago, I remember bringing this kind of stuff up. 13 years ago, saying they passed, they went for the omnibus bill, but they said they had to do it to get the one thing.
Yeah.
Same line every single time. It makes me shudder. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.